This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Treatment by C.L. Taylor, read by Georgia Maguire.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. They're still following me. I can hear their footsteps. They think I can't hear them because I put my headphones on the second I walked through the school gates, but they're not plugged in. I heard every word they said as I walked down Somerset Road. "Why are you walking so fast, Drew? Don't you want to talk to us? Oh, she can't hear us. Yes, she can. Oi, Drew! Andrew!" Lacey and her gang of sheep think it winds me up, calling me Andrew. They think it's funny. I don't. My dad gave me my name because my hazel eyes and chubby cheeks reminded him of the child actress in the film E.T. He thought it was a pretty name, unusual too. Drew Finch. My name is all I've got to remember him by, other than a folder of digital photographs on my computer. Mum doesn't talk about Dad anymore. She hasn't since she married Tony. Mason, my 15-year-old brother, refuses to talk about Dad too. Not that Mason's here to chat to. He's been sent to a school hundreds of miles away.